injection in one syringe. So I was re-stabilized, and things went fine from then onwards.
How did that London hospital compare with the St Albans one?
I think they were more expertise. They were more up with it. After all, it was a London teaching hospital, so I wasn't just seen by one particular doctor as I was at St Albans. There were several who were up with it, and used to come to see me, and obviously groups of students being a teaching hospital. And I just somehow, even at that young age, I somehow felt that they were the experts.
Now, this was 1948, the year in which the NHS was founded. Do you have any memories of, for example, whether your mother paid the GP before 1948? Or?
Yes, she did. Yes, I think it was something like 7 shillings and 6 pence a visit. I don't recall anything about the payment for hospital treatment, but certainly every visit to the GP was chargeable.
And would that have been a hardship for your family?
Yes, yes, because she didn't work, and you know, wages were fairly low, and we went through some quite hard times then. I even remember when we went shopping in Watford. If we got off the bus one stop earlier, it was 2 pence less, and we used to do things like that, and hide from the insurance man when he came round, and so on. So yes. It would have been a hardship for her.
Now, the time you spent in UCL, were you given further training on diet and blood sugars?
I can't recall this. It may well have been the point when I changed diet. Or they may have just simply updated the diet that I was on. But I don't remember anything too drastic there. So I don't think the original diet was probably too far out.
When you look back on this very strict regime, what do you feel about it?
Well, it's the way thinking goes, isn't it? All the time, thoughts are changing. And it was thought to be the best thing at the time. And understandably so. I mean, if the problem is too much sugar, then you've got to do something about it. And so the obvious thing is to cut it out. I mean, it's only just lately, isn't it, that we're now on what they call healthy diets, etc. And